Shnayis Masechta Shabbos Pedi Gimel is learned Lilu Nishma Sarar Elke Basar of Shneir Zalman Menachem Mendel passed away on Ach Nishlo Pesach. Hey Alofim Tov Shin Ayin is learned B'teich Shnasa Avelis Lilu Nishma Sarar to benefit of his soul Tei Nishma Sarar Tzurur B'tzurur Achayim. Mishnah Aleph in Pedi Gimel Masechta Shabbos Kira Shei Sikuha Begash Begvava. A Kira is a earthen type of a pot. It has no bottom and it also has no top. This thing stands on stones or on bricks, and there's a fire that burns in the bottom, and on the top of it you can place two pots. So the Mishnah says that if you heated up this kira with straw or with small pieces of wood that you gathered, you can on Friday night place on the kira, on this pot, this warm food, so that it does not cool off on Shabbos. But if you heated up this kira begefes with olives or with poppy seeds, and that's after extracting the oil from them, and you use them as a burning material, or uva etzim, or with wood, lo yitain, then you're not allowed to place no food to keep warm on the kira, because this kira adds heat on Shabbos to the food, and you can't do it ad unless sheyigreif, you should first move the coals from the kira, remove the coals, or yachi yitain as a efer, or he should put ash on top of the coals so they should be extinguished. B'shamayimri say that even if he took out the coals, or even if he covered up with the ashes, he can only put on the kira chamim, warm water. Avaloi tafshil, but nothing cooked. B'silulayimrim, b'shil say chamim v'tafshil, he can put warm water and also food. B'shamayimri say noitlim, that a person is permitted to take off from the kira, avolei machzirim, but he is not permitted to bring back on Shabbos, to put it back on the kira on Shabbos. Ubisila loimrim, bisila say, af machzirim, that you're also permitted to put the food back on the kira on Shabbos. As the Bartanura, that a kira, that's mokoim osui ba'oretz, it's a place that is made on the ground, k'dei shfisas shtei k'deiris, enough that you can put two pots over it, v'hoish veres tachas shtei k'deiris, and the fire goes underneath the two pots. So if you lit it bekash u'begvovo, either with straw begvovo. Gvovo is eitz in dakim, thin woods, kikash, like straw, shegoyvivim minasode, that you collect from the field. So then, noislin oleho tafshil, then you're allowed to place a cooked food from me'er of Shabbos, from before Shabbos, la'shoisish on b'Shabbos, to leave it there on Shabbos. But if you heated it up, b'gefes u'be'etzim, so the gefes is p'soyle shel zeisim v'sumsumin. Those are the leftover of the olives and the poppy seeds, la'achar shehitziyu shamnon, after their oil has been extracted. So then the halacha is, lo yitain, he should not place med of Shabbos from Friday before Shabbos, g'dila shehitzim shom b'Shabbos, to leave them on their own Shabbos. Ad, unless, until sheyigreif hagicholim, he removes, he shovels up the coals, v'yitziyem in akira, takes them out from the kira, or he puts the ashes agav gecholim on top of the coals, lechas soisom, to cover them, uletzanenom, and to cool them off. V'taima. So what's the reason for this? Because gezeira, we worry shemo yichate begecholim b'Shabbos, that he might dig inside of the coals on Shabbos kedei lemaher b'shulei, to hasten the cooking. This only applies by putting on a cooked item that hasn't been fully cooked, or even if it was fully cooked, but that it's shrinking and it's good for it because the more that it cooks, it gets better. Who the gazrino? So then we have the worry shemo yechate that he might dig in order to have it cook, because it either cook it quicker or it'll get better as it cooks quicker because it's mistamik biyofale. Avol tavshil shelo bishul klal. But if you have a cooked item that has not been cooked at all, or it was fully cooked, and it shrinks and it's not good for it, the more cooking, then that is permitted to leave it on top of the kira. Even though he hasn't moved the ashes, or he hasn't moved the coals, or he has not covered it with ashes, we don't worry that he might come to dig, because he has already removed his mind from it, because it's not cooked at all, or it's not going to do any good. So either because it's not good for it, so he doesn't really, too much cooking won't do any good, so he doesn't have in mind to go ahead and do anything with it, he won't want to cook it quicker, or it's not going to help him his cooking, increasing the fire, because it's not cooked at all. But the same thing is, v'chein tavshil shebishul kol tzorkei. Also, if you have a cooked item that's fully cooked, and it's mistamek v'yofeloi, But you throw in a live, meaning a raw piece of meat in there, a limb, a raw piece of meat. Some of the base hashmosh is close to the sunset. Because then everything becomes like a cooked item that hasn't been cooked at all. So because he has taken off his mind from it, he's not going to eat it at night anyways anymore. By the time tomorrow comes, it's going to cook up already. The whole worry is that you're going to want to cook it quickly, but here he gives up his mind of using it at all because it's totally raw and it's not going to be ready for the night. Then the Mishnah said, that means that you can put chamin, mayim chamin, water, warm water, you can place on the kira l'achar shegorov, after you remove the coals, leitzrichi libishuli, because they don't need to be cooked. V'leka lemekes shem yichate, and we don't have to worry. There's nothing to worry about that you might come to dig and make the fire. Avoloi tavshil, but not a cooked item. Afal pishigorov, even though he removed the coals. She efsher. So what's going to happen? But if he got off, what? There's no calls there, so the Bartnura adds she efsher legarif kolag cholim. It's impossible to shovel out and to remove all the calls. Actually, shor shom nitzutz echot, so that it should not even be one spark of there. V'osi lechatuy, the person going to come to dig ma'achad nichalei bebishulei, since it's pleasant to him, it's willing to him, he's happy with the cooking. So therefore, the greifa doesn't help according to Beis Shammai. Further, Bishamai Emrim Neitlim V'chul, Afilu Chamin. Bishamai is saying, even the warm water, the Sharin Lashes Agabe Kira Grufo, that he will permit you to place it on a Kira that has been removed the coals from it, Bishinosin Sa'efer, or that you give him the ashes, Lachar Shinotlom. But after you've removed it once, a Machzirin, then you can't bring it back. Why the mechzikim of Ashel b'Shabbos? Because that seems like it comes across as if you're cooking Shabbos. B'silah lo'imrim, and b'silah say bein chamin, whether it is warm water, bein tavshil, whether it's a cooked item, yecholim lahachzir, you can bring it back. La'achas shenotlon, after you have taken it down, you can bring it back. However, there's a qualification here. V'leishoru b'isila lahachzir, b'isila did not permit to bring it back, elo ba'idun b'yodei, only while it's still in his hand, shalei nichem al gabdov ar achar, that he hasn't placed it on something else. Ah, v'lachar shenichem b'karka al gabdov ar achar, but after placing it on the ground or something else, osur lahachzir, then you cannot bring it back. Afilu b'isila. Because that, the havi kimat min chetchila b'shabes, that comes across like you are hiding or putting it away to keep warm, lechatchil on Shabbos. That you're not allowed to do lechatchil on Shabbos. You're allowed to make chazorah. But in order to qualify for chazorah to return, you still have to hold it in your hand. Mishnah Beis. Tanur sheisiku begashu begavava. Now we're talking about, before we're talking about a kira, now we're talking about an oven. Sheisiku begashu begavava. An oven is also similar to a barrel, but on the bottom it's wide and on the top it's narrow. So if you heat it up the oven with straw or with the small pieces of wood that were gathered, so layita in bein mitoychoy bein besoche bein magabov. So you're not allowed to place food in the food not on the top of the tanur, and also not inside of the tanur. Layita in bein betoychoy bein magabov. Not inside, to put it down inside where the fire is, or to keep it over the top. What about a kupach? A kupach is also like a kira, but the top is only made for one pot. Instead of the kira, is made two pots. Shesiku bekashu begavava. So if you heat that up with the straw or with the pieces of wood that you gathered, harize kikirayim. That has the same halacha as a kira, that you're allowed to place on it begefes ubeitzim. That if you heated it up with the gefes, the eitzim, with the leftovers of the olives or the poppy seeds after taking out the oil from them, or be'etzim, or with the wood, right, then haru kitanur. So then it has a din like an oven, and you can't put it on Shabbos. Therefore, like this, so this kupach, if you are heated up with the kashim bigavava, so then it has a din like the kirayim. But if you heat it up with the gefes and the eitzim, then it has a din like the tanur. See the bar tanur. Says the bar tanur, tanur, an oven. So the bar tanur, mitoich shetzor lemailo, since the top is narrow, verochav lemato, and the bottom is wide, niklat chumay letoichoy, its heat is held inside it, tvei mikira, more than the kira. Afilu yisikua begash begvava, so therefore, even if you lit it with the straw and the piece of wood, thin piece of wood, cheshinon, we still worry, shema yechate, that you might come and dig. The la'olam eina masiach daitim emenu, because he never gives up his mind, because these are very, because the heat is very strong over there. And you're not allowed to use it bein ma'al gabov. Says the bar tanura, lismoich, to lean it eitzel doifnoi by its wall. I'm not sure if he's trying to say here, meaning on the bottom, like next to the fire, outside of the oven, or he means it, like we touched before, ma'al gabov, to place it on the top of the tanur, like the previous times, that the metoichoi and malgabu means either inside where the fire is or on the top, and lismechetz al doifne means maybe on the top, but it's more mashma from the Bartanur's Loshin that he's talking about even putting it outside of the tanner and from the heat that goes inside of the tanner, that would also be prohibited. But what about a kupach? Says the Mishnah Vayter, a kupach is osui kikira. That is made like the kira. Ela she'orkoi kirochboi. But the length is like the width, meaning it's not wider than longer. It's only pot for one. Ve'in bo'e lamokim shvisus k'der achas. There's only space to put one pot. Ve'eish averes tachtov. And the fire goes underneath tachteho. The fire goes underneath it. Ve'avli rav mehev la kira. And its heat is more than the heat of the kira, because shakira psucha milmailo shirsh dekderis, because the kira is open on top at the amount of two pots. Vakupach ein psucha elo shirsh dekderachas. It's only up open one size of one pot. So upachos me'avel ha'tanur, but it's still less than the heat of the oven. So the kupach is sort of a heat between the tanur and the kira. And therefore, the Mishnah says that if it's bikash ubegavava, then we look at it like a kirayim, then it's okay. If it's bigefus ubeitzim, it has the din as a tanur. Mishnah Gimel. Ein neisnim beitza betzad hamecho. You cannot place an egg by a next to a hot water where water is boiling up, like a hot water pot. Bishvil shetizgalgal, so that the egg should be baked from the heat of the pot. If the pot is being warmed by fire, v'lo yafkeenu b'sudrin, and you're not allowed to break the egg and pour it on a cloth which is hot from, you know, from the sun, so that the egg bakes from the heat of the cloth. Rabbi Yosef says that is permitted. Lo yet mineno, and he shouldn't hide or place an egg b'choil in warm or in hot sand, ubavak drachim, and in the dust which is on the roads that's heated up, so that the egg should roast. You shouldn't do that. That's the Bartanura. And noistim Shabbos beitza b'tzad hamechum. Don't give on Shabbos the egg next to the hot water kumkum shal nechoshes. That's a chaynik. That's a kettle, a tea kettle, a warm water kettle of copper. Shemechamim b'hamayim agabe esh, in which you warm up water on the fire. Bishvil shetizgalgal, so that you want that it should roll. Roll means, you know, once a hard-boiled egg, it begins to roll. Shetizlek tzas, but no touch is a little different. Shetizlek tzas means that it should roast a little, achetehei megulgelis, until it will be rolling, kleimer mu'urevet, mixed. I don't know exactly what it means, mixed. I mean, it seems almost as galgal that you can roll it. Once it gets hard, you can roll it. But he says, no, last from the rolling it, he says, Kleiman mu'urev. No, exactly. V'lo yavki enu bisudorim, zok de bartanur, lo yishabrenu al sudar. He shouldn't break it on top of the cloth, shehucha mechama, that was heated up by the sun, kidei shetitzel bo, so that it should roast on it. Even though that does not qualify for cooking, as cooking, but the gazrina told us chama, because we decree the derivative of the sun, which is the cloth over here, because the sun heated it up, so it's a derivative of the sun. Atu told us sa'oir, because you might also use something which is a derivative of the fire, and that would be asur, and therefore we're also asuring tuldas ha'cham. And that's what we say, Lefkenu B'sudor. V'Rabbi Yehuda Matir, and Rabbi Yosi, I mean, is Matir, the Savar, Rabbi Yosi permits, the Savar, he holds, L'gazrina tuldas chamo, oto tuldas soy. Now, we don't decree that if you're going to use the, what comes from the chamo, the derivative of the chamo, that you might come to use also what comes from the oyer, from the lafire. And therefore, that he would allow to crack the egg on top of the cloth to have it roasted. But then Allah Rabbi Yosi, Allah is not like Rabbi Yosi, and you're not allowed to do that. Further, we said, Loit banana b'choylu b'avak drachim, should not hide it in the sand or in the dust of the roads. Shehuchmo mekei chachamo, that were heated up by the sun. Ubaha, but in this case, that the sand or the dust was heated by the sun. Leshari Rabbi Yosi. Over here, Rabbi Yosi doesn't disagree. He didn't permit in this case. The gozal choil otodemets, because he does make a decree of sand. If you allow the sand, you might come to also put it in coals. Hoil v'tarvayu derechatmona, because since they're both in a way of hiding. I mean, you put it, you're covering it, they're covered by that, and you're placing it underneath it, whether it's coals or it's sand. People come to say, so people say, what difference does it make if you put it under coals under the or sand, and that'll be also. So therefore, Rabbi Yeshi doesn't disagree. Inami, or another possibility, is that Rabbi Yosi decreed that also in this case he doesn't allow Shema Yazi's offer Mimkoime, that he might move sand from his place. Shema Lo Yeshom Choil Okur. He may not have already sand that has been moved around as he needs. He needs to cover the egg, so he needs some more sand. And he's going to come to move sand that is connected to get more sand, and that will be a tool of the chayrish, a derivative of the malacha, of the amalacha of plowing. And because of that gzeira, Rabbi Yosi also doesn't allow for them to warm up the egg in the sand. Mishnah Dalet, the Mishnah that Maisa, there was a story also Anshei Tveria, but the people in the city of Tveria did Veviu Silan Shel Tzoinon, they brought a cold pipe of water L'Tech Amo Shel Chamin, in a well of warm water. They either placed the pipe in a well that had hot water in it, so then the pipe became hot. So this is what they did: they put the pipe into the cold pipe into the warm well, and then they put cold water through this pipe, so the cold water became warm. The cold water that was in the pipe became warm. So the sages said to them, "In b'Shabbos, if you did so on Shabbos, kichamin shulchan b'Shabbos. So then the water should be treated just like water that was heated up on Shabbos. And asurim b'lechitzu b'shtiyah. And then you're not permitted to wash with them, and you're not allowed to drink them. B'yom tov. And if this was done on Yom Tov, kichamin shulchan b'yom tov, then they have the same law as water that was warmed on Yom Tov. V'asurim b'lechitzu. You're not allowed to wash with them, umatar bishtiya, and you are permitted to drink. Mulayer hagoruf. Mulayer is a vessel made out of mesh or copper, made like a pot, and on the wall of the there's like a smaller pot in the bigger pot. So in the water is in the small pot, and the coals are in the larger pot. Just the opposite. In the larger pot, you keep the water, and in the smaller pot is where you keep the coals. So if on Friday, before night, you took out the coals, shoisim menu b'Shabbos, so you're permitted to drink the water from the large pot, because this water was not warmed on Shabbos, but from before Shabbos. Because once you take out the coals, that keli does not add any heat. Antichi is a copper type of a vessel which has two layers. On the top is the water, and in between the two covers there is coals. Afa pisha grufa, even if you took out the coals from before Shabbos, nevertheless, you're still not permitted to drink the water on Shabbos, because the heat that is in between the two layers, that keeps a long time, and it heats the water on Shabbos. Says the Bartanura that the story happened, they brought a siloin, that's a tzinur, it's a pipe shem mamshichim amayim l'toichoy, that you draw the water inside it. And that pipe was meshuka, was sunk in Bechame Tveria, in the warm water of Tveria. Umischamim, it would heat up mekoich isam hamayim achamim, from the hot water that was in the Chame Tveria, that pipe with the cold water would heat up. And when the water was cold, they would be drawn inside it. They would be warmed up with that pipe that was heated up inside the warm waters of Tveri. And the sages said that the water that has been drawn into that pipe on Shabbos, dinam, we treat the halacha of those water is the same halacha kedin chamim shehuchnu b'Shabbos, like warm water that was warmed on Shabbos. Shasurim lirchatz behen, that you're prohibited to bathe in them, afil ever cut even a small limb. Basurim ab b'shtiyah, and they're also prohibited to be drinking. Ba'mayim she'evrim bay b'yomtev, and the water that passes through the yomtev is dinam kedin chamim shehuchnu b'yomtev. They're treated like water, warm water that was warmed up on yomtev. Shasurim lirchatz behem kol aguf, that you're prohibited to bathe your entire body, but you can bathe your hands and your feet, and you're allowed to drink. The halacha is like the chachamim, that you're not allowed to do so. The people of Tveri retracted, and they broke that pipe. Then we talk about the Mulyar Shubishas, explained in the Gemara, that's mayim mibifnim, that the water is on the inside, and the coals are on the outside. Vukeli, that's a kind of it's a vessel, sheyeshle beis kibul cotton. It has a small holder, etzal doifne, by the wall, mibachutz. This is from the outside, mechuber loy, which is connected. V'noisim shom gecholim, and you place coals in there, v'amayim bekibule hagodl, and the water is in the big receptacle. And if they removed the gecholim, the coals from daytime, then you can drink from the water which is in the large receptacle b'Shabbos. Even though they were warmed up a little bit because of the vessel. Because it doesn't add to the heat, it only guards and it holds the heat, so it shouldn't go cool off. But what about an antichi? Antichi hu klein nechishes. That's a copper vessel. Sheyesh lo yishtei shulaim. It has two layers, two floors. Masimin amayim lamaylo. The water is on the upper floor. Va'esh lamata. The water is on the bottom floor. Bein shtei shulaim. In between the two floors. Umateich sheyesh lamata. And since the fire is below, bein shtei shulaim. Between the two floors. Chumen isha harbet. Then the heat remains a lot. Ba'afa pisha gorof ha'gechol merev Shabbos. And even though he has removed, shoveled out the coals from before Shabbos, Hamayim is chamimim, the water is heated up by Shabbos. On Shabbos, lefikachen she'isim mehem b'Shabbos. That's why you don't drink them on Shabbos. Mishnayis Shabbos, Pedik Gimel. We're in the middle of Pedik Gimel, Mishnah Hay. Mishnayis is learned Lilu Nishmas. Sarelke Bas Rebshneir Zalm Menachem Mendel passed away on Achrin Shal Pesach. Hayalofim Tovshin Ayin, and the Mishnayis is learned Leilu Nishmoso, Tein Nishmoso Tzurur B'Tzur Lachaim. Mishnah Hay, Hameichom Shepinohu, there is a water in a warm water in a pot that you took it off from the oven on Shabbos. So you're not permitted to put into the pot cold water. Bishvil sheyichamu, so to warm up that water too. Avon noisenu letoichoy letoicha koiski de lehavshirun. But you are permitted to pour into the pot or in a glass warm water, a glass that has warm water. So at once you can put in a lot of cold water so that the entire water that is in the pot or in the glass, that it becomes lukewarm. Ha'ilfus v'akadeda, it's a type of a pot and a pan or a pot, she'eviron mirutochim, that you removed it from the fire while it's hot, lo'iten l'toichei tavlin, so you're not permitted to put the spices into it on Shabbos. But you can put the spices in the plate or in the bowl. If you took the food from the pot and put it into the plate, then you can put the spices into the plate or into the bowl. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Lakoil hu noisin, in all types of food, you're permitted to put spices in Shabbos, even in the pot, as long as it has been taken off from the fire. Chutz medavar sheyesh bechaymitz vitzir, except such a kind of food which has either vinegar or other sharp things, like the juice that runs from salted fish. That's not permitted to put besamim into that." Says the Bartanura, Hamecham, that's a kumkum, it's a chinik, a tea kettle, shel nechosh is made out of copper. You place it on top of the fire to warm up water inside it. Shepino, that you removed it from the kira, from the oven, from the burning kira, from the place where it cooks. And there is warm water in the mechem, in the chinik, in the tea kettle. So leiten leteichai, he should not put inside mayim otim, a little water, kideshi yischamimu, so that this water that you put in, min hamayim hachamim, from the warm water, shenishru b'teich hamechem, that was left inside the kettle. Davlikim vashel b'shabbos, because that's like cooking a Shabbos. Avon leisen leteichai, but he's allowed to put in there, so it's the bartanura mayim merubim, lots of water, achi yeshuva hakoil peshrim, until everything turns into lukewarm. Or into the chakoyis, or into the cup. V'afal pishu klisheni, even though the cup is already a second vessel, because from the pot you put it into the cup. So still, davki lavshira mutar, you're only allowed to make him lukewarm. Avum otim gedeshi yuchamu, but to put in little water so that they warm up by the water that's in the cup. Loi, no. The Svirulei Lahai Tana, for this Tana holds the Klisheni Mevashel, that even the second Keli, from the pot that you put in the second cup, that can also cook. Ulekamon Taninon, but later on we learn, Avol Noisin Lutecha Kaido, that you could put into the plate. The Mashma, the Klisheni Ein Mevashel. So the same Mishnah says that what? Noisin Lutecha Kaido, that it does not cook. V'haloche, the haloche is the cliche name of Ashel, that a second kill is not of Ashel. So in the second cup, technically you can put in even a water to warm it up in there, because it's not of Ashel. Then he says, if you remove the ilfus and dictator, the pan or the pot, that you removed it from the fire, and they were merutochim, shevirim in oil, merutochim ben hashmoshes. You took them out ben hashmoshes. So lo yitein letoichon tavlin. So you should not put inside them the spices mishetechshach after it gets dark. The klerishin kolzman shiriseach mevashel, because the first keli, as long as it's boiling, it's hot, it cooks. But you're allowed to put the spices inside the plate, the klisheni mevashel, because a second vessel does not cook. Tamchui, or you can put into a plate of tamchui. Tamchui is kimin kaire gedoilo. That's like a large plate. Shemare koleifos toichai, and he pours the entire pot inside it. Umishomare lekaidus, and from there you pour into the individual plates. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Says lekoilu noisit. Even a filu l'kledishin, even a kledishin, you can put in spices. Chutz medover sheyesh bechaymetz, with the exception of an item that has vinegar, oy tzir hanoitiv memelichas togim, or the juice that is dripping from the salted fish, sheheim evashlin tavlin, they do boil the spices, but otherwise spices are not boiled. Vein aloche kereb Yehuda, the aloche is not like a Yehuda. And it's specifically the spices that it's prohibited to give into a first
vessel in a klidishim, even after you take it off in the fire. Avol melach, but salt, afilu b'klidishim, loy bishla. Even in a klidishim, doesn't cook. Ella agabe ha'ir bilvad. It only cooks on top of the fire. Lefikoch mutar losis melach. It's permissible to give salt afilu b'klei rishon, even in a first keli. La'achar sheviru min ha'ir, after you removed it from the fire. So even though by salt, by tavlin, the chachamim, the tanakama paskins that you're not allowed to put in. But nevertheless, that only applies to tavlin, only to spices. But salt would be permitted. The only place you can't put salt in is on the fire mamash. Mishnah Vav. Ein noistim keli tachas aner lekabel b'ayis ha-shemen. You're not permitted to place on Shabbos a keli, a vessel, under the lamp, which is running oil, that it should run into the vessel. And if he placed the vessel there under the lamp on Friday before nighttime mutar, then he permitted to let it stay all Shabbos. But you're not allowed to benefit on Shabbos from the oil that ran into the keli on Shabbos, because that oil was not prepared from before Shabbos to be used, but it was only for burning. Metaltin el chodosh, you're permitted to move a on Shabbos a new lamp, avalo yoshem, but not an old one. Rav Shimon says, kol anedus metaltin, all kinds of lamp you can carry, chutz min aneda del b'Shabbos, only a lamp that is lit on Shabbos, where there is a light in there, then you're not allowed to carry that lamp with the light, because we worry that the light might extinguish. You can place on Shabbos a keli under a vessel, under a lamp, so that the sparks from the light should fall into the vessel. And he's not permitted to put water, even before Shabbos, to put water in the thing, so that they should extinguish, they should mechabe, because he extinguishes the wick on Shabbos when it comes to the water. Says the Bar Tanura, a neistim b'Shabbos keli tachas aner lekabel b'yis Hashemen. You don't put on Shabbos a vessel underneath the lamp to receive in it the oil, that is dripping. Because the shemen is muktzah, and it is prohibited to take away a vessel, to nullify a vessel from its preparedness. In other words, to klaimar, to say, lahoishiv kli b'mokayim, to place a vessel of mokayim in a place of lo yuchal oid litle misham, that he won't be allowed to move it from there. The havelei ki kovei le mokayim, because that would be like setting it a place for the keli machabri betit and connecting it with mortar. But domin le melacha, it seems like a melacha, because since you won't be able to move it, and the keli zeh, and this vessel that he puts under the keli, if he will put it on Shabbos, b'tshiyiva b'hashemen muktzu, because once the shemen falls in it, drips in it, it becomes muktzah, v'asu l'taltli, and you're not able to remove it, and therefore you're not allowed to be mevatel the keli meyichonim. Can take away a vessel from its preparedness to make it also to move on Shabbos. Ein usim, he says that if you placed it from Friday, then but you can still not have a noah. Einenin min hashemen hametafte menir b'Shabbos. You can't enjoy, you can't benefit from the oil that dripped from the lamp on Shabbos, because that's not prepared. That oil, that was set aside for lighting. Metaltlin ner chodesh, talking about tenura. Sheinoi mous, because that's not disgusting. And you can use it. it's fit for other use, avalo yoshem, but not an old one that has been used already, the muktze machmas miyusu, because that becomes muktze because it's disgusting. People don't use it after it's been used for burning. Chutz min haner hadoluk. Rabbi Shimon says that you can move all of them besides the light that is beside a lamp that is lit. At the time that it's still lighting, still burning. Also, then it's prohibited gzeira because he worries Shema Yirbe might extinguish. But lastly, that Rabbi Shimon muktza machmas mius. Rabbi Shimon does not hold that there's such a thing as muktza because something is disgusting. But loy muktza machmas mius, there's not something as muktza because of prohibition. Ve'ein halacha ki Rabbi Shimon, and the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon shematir, who permits the tatl kol haneris, that permits to move all lamps chutz min haner hadolik, with the exception of the light that is lit. Sheneir sheidliku lelele Shabbos, for a lamp that was lit for the night of Shabbos, for Friday night, avo pishakova, even though it's extinguished, Rav Shimon is not like Rav Shimon. Even after extinguishing, also l'talat l'kolis Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry all Shabbos. The migu de askatzi lebein hashmoshes, since it was muktzah, it was from bein hashmoshes, iskatzi l'kulu yemei, becomes muktzah for the entire days. Avo b'shar neilis, but with regards to other lamps that have not been used on the Shabbos, halacha k'maisi. The halacha is like him. She'ein muktzah l'shabbos, because there is no muktzah on Shabbos, ela muktzah machmas chesorin kis. The moide b'ayi Rabbi Shimon. So since this is not muktzah machmas isur, because they didn't light it, we don't hold by the muktzah, and the only muktzah we hold is machmas chesorin kis, in which Rabbi Shimon is also moide. So the reason why we don't hold like Rav Shimon, as the Bartnur pointed out, is not because we hold that there is muktzah, but we also hold that there's no muktzah. But when he says that Allah is not like Rav Shimon, it's only with regards to the fact that he is matir to move even a neir that you have lit it. So he would permit to carry it after Rabbi Shimon, after he was extinguished. But we don't agree with that in Rabbi Shimon. But as far as the other muktzas, we agree with Rabbi Shimon. And by Chesor and Kis, he also agrees that there is muktzah. Further, we learned that you can noistim keli tachas haneir. You can put the keli under the candle, b'shavas l'kabel nitzotzeh shel shalheves, to accepting it the sparks of the flame, hanoitvis min haner, that drip from the candles, kidei shelo yidlak mashe tachtov, so that what's underneath it should not light, should not burn. The netzoitzis ein behem mamish, because sparks don't have any substance. Ve'ein ha-keli mevutol meichone behochi, and the keli does not become nullified with this, and you can move the keli later on, and therefore it's permitted to put on Shabbos. But the law, you didn't touch on my him, you should not put water in it. Why? Because this is going to extinguish later on. So the Bartanur, I feel a matter of Shabbos, and even from before Shabbos, don't place water in it. The Gazrinon, because we worry, Erev Shabbos or to Shabbos. That the before Shabbos, because of Shabbos, if you're going to allow to do it before, shall do it on Shabbos too. Ubi Shabbos, you have Ovid Kai Gabnen, and Shabbos, if you do so, have a Machabit, then you're extinguishing. B'chayiv, and it would be liable. Hilkov Berev Shabbos Osur. That's when Shabbos is Osur. This completes the third chapter in Masechta Shabbos.